2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 is where we'll begin reading tonight. I said we'll read the first seven verses. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 1. Here's how the Bible reads. "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming?
Amen.
For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water, and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men."
Amen.
Father, thank you for the reading of the Scriptures. Thank you for preserving your word unto this generation. Thank you for the portion you've directed my heart to. Thank you for traveling mercy and grace coming this way tonight. Thank you for every soul that's seated in the house of the Lord tonight. Thank you, Lord, for loving and saving us, putting us in the family of God and calling us to preach. Lord, I have no ability or strength in myself to preach that would be of any eternal value. I would reach the soul of the individual tonight. Lord, you must preach through us. And I beg you, Lord, tonight, anything and everything that would hinder you from preaching through us, you would cleanse me and purge me of it now. And Lord, speak through me the words you want this congregation to hear.
Yes, O Lord.
May the word of God go forth from these lips of clay.
Help him.
The demonstration and power of the Holy Spirit tonight. May sinners be convicted. May, Lord, tonight they be awakened. May they be brought to a place of repentance and faith. May saints be revived, refreshed, renewed. And where we need to be reproved, may that be done as well tonight. May you perfect what's lacking in all of us tonight. And above anything and everything that would be accomplished in any of us, may your name be magnified and glorified tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for what you've already done in the service tonight and last night. And I love you, Lord, the week that has already come to pass.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for these souls that, Lord, have professed that you have touched them tonight.
Yes, yes, Lord.
I pray you deepen conviction on sinners.
Yes, Lord.
And may we all leave here bettered by coming.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, what you do for us, we'll thank you and praise you.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you kindly for standing as we read the Scriptures and
helping Jesus.
Prayed together.
Preacher.
I'd like tonight, and if you will again be patient with me and permit me tonight, you that were here last night and you that are here tonight, I'd like to go back to what I preached last night, or at least use that phrase or phrases that I mentioned last night that my mother-in-law used in just a couple of days, a few hours before her passing, when she looked around where she was at and said, "I'm done with all this. I'm through with all this. I want to go home." Amen.
Amen.
Of course, she was home, but she was talking about that eternal home.
Amen.
That every child of God has a hope for tonight.
Amen.
I appreciate that fact,
Amen.
Don't you?
Yes. Amen.
That this is not our final resting place.
Amen.
I'm not glad we're not going to stay here always.
Amen.
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 Glad for the child of God we have an inheritance incorruptible,
yes,
and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you.
Amen.
You're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation,
Amen.
Ready to be revealed at the last time.
Amen.
glad the Apostle Paul said, I have another building. A house eternal in the heavens. Not made with hands.
Amen.
Thank God for that. He said, I earnestly desire to be clothed with that house from heaven. In other words, I'd like to have that glorified body.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I'd like to be clothed upon. The word there is doubly clothed. He said, I'd like to just slip it on if I could. But he said, I can't. He said, the only way I can get that one, then I've got to take this one off.
Amen.
Got to go through the way of death, or by the means of the IP and the rapture, or the catching away. Either way, thank God. And then we can put on that glorified, or that house not made with hands, eternal, in the heavens.
Amen.
Amen. So she said, I. In other words, what she was saying was, all this that I have lived for 84 years, I'm through with it, I'm done with it. Amen. There's something better than this.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Not complaining, not saying that you have not been good, not that you did not learn. How the seven children, how the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. I know, but there was something, as she said, hey God, when I'm done with this, when I'm through with this, my friend, that's much brighter and much better than this.
Yeah.
I said, my friend, to be absent from this body, to be present with the Lord. And he said, I'm going to stray. I come betwixt the two, having a desire. I said, apart and be with Christ. He said, for me, amen, it is far better.
Far better.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We looked at it last night, that phrase, and tried to preach just a little bit as the Lord directed us. And how that when an individual gets to that place, how that they say, I am done with this, or I am through with this. How that something greater, something better, is usually waiting for them.
Amen.
It is the case with the sinner. When the sinner comes to the place, I'm through with this. I'm done with sin. I'm through with all this. I'm glad, thank God, there is something better.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I don't think there is any salvation until the sinner gets to that place.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Help me, Lord, tonight. I don't care how many times I go down the Roman road. Doesn't matter how many times I repeat a prayer after you. How many times I shake somebody's hand.
Yes.
I go through somebody's baptismal. Am I praying too? I'm telling you tonight. Inside, the sinner must come to the end of himself. My brother Toby mentioned it briefly in his talk tonight. That person must get to that place. That they are done. We'll see them through. Willing, thank God. Well, are you hearing me tonight? I'm not saying that a person gets to a place where they have sinless perfection. That is, they don't sin no more, they quit. But there must be a willingness inside of us. They don't will and go that way anymore.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Right.
Then I think we ought to also, thank God, we ought to get to that place. Amen. When we serve the Lord, that we can say, I am done, or I am through with this. I have served Him as the Apostle Paul did when he wrote to Timothy and said, I've fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Hell, bless His name. I am sure there's nothing else for me to do. God chose me how to be an apostle of the Gentiles. God, am I free? Let me suffer pain for His sake, but I'm done now. I'm done with all this. Hallelujah. And henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Woo, bless His name.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Himself cried in John 19, it is finished. I God have finished the assignment that the Father gave me to do.
Hallelujah.
He said, for my meat and my drink, or my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. Amen.
Yes.
Oh my.
Amen.
And He came to do that. He had an assignment. Oh my. Are you hearing me tonight? Had He completed that? My friend, when He died at Calvary, and when God the Sovereign, God the Father, I saw the travail of the soul of my friend of God the Son, He was satisfied. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
cried, "It's finished!" Oh my!
Yes.
Woo! Thank the Lord.
Amen.
He, by the grace of God, tasted death for every man.
Yes.
And once again, use that phrase. I'm done with this. I'm through with this. But I'd like to look at it in a little different light tonight and say there are some folks that, and there are times or there are things that we say I am done with or I am through with tonight, that it can be an eternal detriment to us.
Amen.
Is anybody listening to the preacher?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I hope I can leave with you what's on my heart and make it where the Lord will seal it up to your hearts tonight. Amen. Are you listening tonight?
Yes.
I am done with this. I am through with this. I think of Pilate. Matthew chapter 27. Can I say, first of all, what I want to point out to you is I am done with this, or I am through with this, or with him, as the case is with Pilate tonight, the Savior tonight.
Yes.
Now before Pilate, before this ruler, this Roman ruler, before him, God has been brought of the Lord Jesus Christ, of this Jesus of Nazareth, of this religious leaders, of these Jewish religious leaders have brought him, that is Christ, before Pilate, for they have no authority to condemn him or to kill him without the Roman government permitting them.
Amen.
If they had not been restrained by that means, they would have already killed him. But they were restrained because they were ruled or governed by, my friend, these Romans. And so they bring him, and God condemned under their law, my friend, a blasphemer as far as they're concerned, under their law. But they bring him before Pilate and try to get Pilate's permission to have him crucified, to have him killed.
Amen.
Pilate is in a great quandary. Amen. For as he examines the Lord Jesus, and he takes the accusations that they bring against him, and then he tries to see if this man is guilty of what these Jews say that he is. Thank God, he can't get it to go together. It doesn't matter. Anybody listening to me? Amen?
Yes, sir.
And so he says, I find no fault in this man.
Amen.
Oh, my. And what you are saying about him, and when I question him, and he's silent, and he's reserved, and he doesn't answer, I don't come up with what you come up with. It just doesn't seem right that these accusations are true. They must be false, and therefore I can find no fault in this man.
Amen.
More than that, my friend, his wife sends a messenger and says, I've suffered many things in a dream this very day because of this man. So let me say to you, my husband, I thank God, keep your hands off of him. I lay not your hands upon him. I be careful how you treat and what you do. Let this man be careful, my friend, that you don't condemn this man. I'll be careful of how you handle this man. Oh my. Are you hearing me tonight? Wouldn't that be good advice for everybody here tonight? Be careful how you handle.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Now I say to you, thank God, you would have no privilege even to handle him. He will not be in your hands tonight had the Father not placed him there.
Amen. Amen.
Is anybody hearing me?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, the dead sinner, thank God, the natural sinner, thank God, my friend, has nothing to do with Christ until the gospel is preached, the Holy Ghost convicts, and God brings that sinner to that place and places that Savior in your hand. Outside of that, and God, you know nothing about it, but God, my friend, places him in your hand, and then it's up to you what you do with him. You don't have a choice up to then, but God places him in your hand. Oh, are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all do understand I'm not Reformed. Thank God I don't have Reformed theology. In other words, I don't believe God chooses who is and who ain't. Thank God in hell. They're sitting against their will, and whether or not they want to, and they're born that way, that ain't nothing they do about it, nobody else. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Oh, God, help us. Am I feeling the sovereignty of God? I works in hand. I'm in the free agency of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you listening to the preacher tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh my. And here, I am Pilate's hand. Here, I got in this Roman governor's hand. Has been placed this man. Oh my. How that day Jewish leaders have brought to him, and now his wife has said, I'll be careful. Amen. Oh, how you handle him, he's in your hands. And oh, tonight, if the sweet Holy Spirit of God, if God the Father would place him in your hands tonight, be careful how you handle the Savior tonight.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
And Pilate hears that Herod is nearby, and Herod's been wanting to see Jesus ever since. Man, thank God. How that John the Baptist has been slain, and so Pilate sends him to Herod and said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get him off of my hand. Herod's ain't God above me anyhow. He's the ruler above me. He's the tetrarch here. Thank God he's the ruler of all Israel. I'm just the governor of this particular region. But he's over it all. I'll send him to him. And I'll not have to worry about it. I'll not be responsible. I'll get him off of my hands. Oh my. So he sends Jesus to Herod, and Herod interrogates Christ and turns around without making any sentence or giving him a reprieve or, thank God, oh my, or releasing him, and turns around and looks, and lo and behold, Pilate looks around, and here is Jesus again. Amen. Oh, hear me tonight. Amen. And you might say, well, look what he's done or she's done. Amen. Are not done. Oh, my. Then gives me permission or that relieves me of him being in my hand because of what they do or don't do. It does not tonight. It is personal.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And God has you charged tonight, sinner, with the death of His Son.
Amen.
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 God has said you're responsible for His Son dying on the cross.
Amen.
Hey, are you hearing me? Thank God, and you can blame it on everybody else. And you can talk about, as the preacher said, how bad everyone else is tonight. But it does not excuse or lessen your accountability tonight.
Amen.
God is holding you personally responsible tonight. Amen.
Amen.
For the death of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And as long as you maintain that you're innocent and you did not have a part in it, you remain guilty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You remain charged. But I'll tell you, if you'll do as I and others have done here tonight, if you'll plead guilty, if you'll find yourself at the foot of the cross and say, Lord, it is me. I was responsible. I am responsible.
Amen.
But would you show me mercy?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The old preacher friend that I had, good going to be with the Lord, he'd say it like this. He was traveling back from meeting one night and was going too fast. He's speeding. And the particular area where he came through, the police pulled him over. And he couldn't just send that particular place in that particular time, you couldn't just send in the money or pay it online or send it in by mail. Hey, man, you had to appear in court. Hallelujah. And he said, had to make that trip when the court date was set and go before the judge. Hallelujah. And the officer read the charge and how fast he was going, how much it was over the speed limit. And he said to him, sir, thank God the officer said here, thank God you were speeding, you were doing this much. I want to know, how do you plead? And he said, Judge, I plead guilty, but I throw myself on the mercy of the court and ask for mercy. Hallelujah. The judge scowled and said, case dismissed. That's exactly what happened to you and I. When we cried guilty and begged for mercy. That's what God showed us. Hallelujah. Mercy. Thank God. Hallelujah. It's not receiving woe. What we deserve. Hallelujah. God withholding what we should have had. For everyone else. Part of me in hell tonight. He's in your hands tonight. So Pilate again goes before this Jewish crowd and says, I'll tell you what I'll do to him. I'm just chasing him. And then I'll release him. Oh my. Oh my. And they cried as they were instructed or, amen, called upon by the mob. Anybody listening to
Amen.
Me?
Yeah.
You know about mobs nowadays.
Amen. Yes, sir.
More than we want to know.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Anybody hear me?
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I said, away with him, crucify him. Don't give him to us. We got a fellow, you got a fellow you're holding now, prisoner by the name of Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. And he said, well, then what shall I do with Christ if I can release one prisoner at this time of the feast? And it's Barabbas. What will I do with him? And they said, away with him. Crucify
Amen.
Him. Amen.
Yeah.
According to Matthew chapter 27, Pilate then came before them when he could not prevail against their wishes.
Amen.
And took water in verse 24 and washed his hands.
Amen.
And said, I'm free or I'm innocent of the blood of this man.
What he said.
And they said, his blood be upon us and on our children.
Amen.
But I want to tell you something tonight. Once he gets in your hands, you can't get him off your hands.
Amen.
Until you plead guilty.
Amen.
And repent right. And believe on the Lord Jesus Amen. Christ as your only and all-sufficient Savior.
Yeah.
He'll always be on your hands.
That's right.
Amen. And if we could go tonight to the anteroom of hell and look in and listen tonight, we'd see a fellow rubbing his hands and saying, I can't get this blood off of my hands.
Amen.
I can't get him off my hands.
Amen.
I had him in my hand, but I can't get him off my hands.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
God,
hear me, friend. He'll either be, thank God, your Savior, your Redeemer. Thank God. Hallelujah. Or your ultimate judge. Anybody hear me?
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
You know the story? Two young boys playing in the creek as they'd done many a times during the summer months. Is in the creek, and that particular day, one of them somehow just couldn't swim. He'd swim some, but somehow something happened that he kept going under. And the other fellow, his buddy, his friend, got him and helped him out. No doubt saved his life. And as the years went on and they grew up, they parted company. They parted ways. They hadn't seen each other for years. And this fellow was pulled out of the creek, went into a life of crime. The other fellow went into law and was ultimately a judge. And when they finally caught up with this fellow in his criminal life, and they indicted him, and they came before to the courtroom, he stood there and he looked, and behold, it was the boy that had saved him, his best friend. And he felt a little better now. And he said, hey, he called his name, said, you remember? And he said, yeah. When the sentence came, the judge rang down the gavel and sent him away to the maximum number of years that he was to serve for his crime. And he said, why? 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 When you kept me from drowning when I was a boy here now, and you're sending me away. He said, because that day I was your Savior, but today I am your judge.
Amen.
Amen. And Christ is your Savior. He's been put in your hands tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, you
refuse and reject, amen, and you'll stand before him as the judge, the one that says, I come, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. And there'll be no argument, there'll be no excuses. Hear me, hear me, hear me tonight as I preach. Oh my, a pilot tried to say, I'm done with this, I'm through with all this, but he did not get him off his head. And you tonight may try to say away with him, I'm through with all this, but you'll have to face him again.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Lord, help us.
God, have mercy.
I'm through with all this, or I'm done with all this concerning the Savior. But it was an eternal detriment to Pilate, and it will be to you tonight.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Secondly, may I just briefly say tonight, I'm through with all this, and I'm done with all this concerning myself. Concerning self. Not only the Savior, but self. Paul has been brought before Felix. Amen?
Yes.
Felix, another ruler in the days of Paul, that Paul is facing concerning the accusations that, again, the Jews have leveled against him. And verse 24 of Acts 24 and following, Paul talks to Felix and his wife, Drusilla, who the Bible says happens to be Jewish. And he talks with him concerning the faith.
Amen.
In Christ. Verse 25 said he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come.
Amen.
And when he did, Felix trembled. When Paul said, Felix, you're accountable. He talked to him about righteousness. Oh, I want to tell you tonight, if you go to heaven, you escape the damnation of hell, you're going to have the righteousness that God approved.
Amen.
Not your righteousness. For your righteousness and mine together is this filthy right.
Amen.
In the eyes of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Anybody hear me?
Yes.
It's the same as that cloth that the leper would wrap around him. Hey, God, am I saying the wound would run and run into that cloth and it would get full and cast it aside. That's my righteousness. That's your righteousness. This very night.
Amen.
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 Jesus said, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into heaven.
Amen.
Amen. They paid tithes all they possessed. They fast twice a week.
Amen.
And on and on and on and on. But Jesus said your righteousness has to get beyond that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I don't think you can do enough, because I don't know how much more you can do. Are anybody hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Is anybody listening to me? Paul described the Jewish people as a whole. And he said they going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted unto the righteousness of God, which is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Oh, are you listening to me tonight? Righteousness. You must have God's righteousness. Amen. Oh, perfect righteousness. Amen. Righteousness and true holiness tonight. And yes, you're not able to produce it. You can't find it. You can't buy it tonight. And I pray it'll have to be given. It'll have to be imputed to you tonight. And you must have the righteousness of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Oh, I put on your account, imputed unto you. And that comes through the new birth. That comes yes through salvation. Anybody hearing me tonight?
Yes.
And it is by less than that you'll perish.
Amen.
Amen.
Righteousness, temperance, judgment to come. When Felix heard all these things about himself, he trembled.
Amen.
He was afraid.
Yeah.
He didn't measure up. He understood he was well short of what he ought to be.
Amen.
But he said, go thy way.
Amen.
Go thy way. I've had enough of this.
Amen.
I'm done with this. I'm through with this.
Yes.
I don't want no more talk about myself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Quit making me feel bad.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not coming back to your church. I'm going
If I go, I'm going next week, amen. Down under somewhere where they'll talk about you, yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Where it's all pie in the sky. Everybody's right. Nobody's wrong.
Amen.
Amen. Everything's loving, Debbie. There is no sin. There is no such a thing as repentance.
Amen.
There is no such a thing as judgment or hell to come. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
We're all just God's little youngins anyhow. Amen. Striving to get there, and we'll all get there one day anyhow.
Amen.
Oh my. Is anybody listening tonight?
Yes.
But when Paul reasoned with Felix, he reasoned with him about the truth of righteousness and temperance and judgment to come. And Felix was faced with himself. Oh, and though he was a ruler, thank God, though he was important and wealthy, thank God, he lacked what he needed how to face God and to be right with God. Oh,
heaven.
What about you tonight?
Amen.
And so here he says, I'm done with this. Go thy way. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee.
Yeah.
Scripturally, biblically speaking, tonight we're never told we're ever called for it.
No.
Oh my. Wonder tonight, are you at that place that you're saying, I'm done with this? I'm through with this about myself. Amen. Are you trying to make me, preacher, feel bad about myself? Not the least bit. The sorrow of the world worketh death, but what you need is godly sorrow. I'm just trying to preach to you the truth. Hallelujah. What I'm telling you about yourself is you're a sinner by nature, a sinner by practice, and a sinner by choice. Anybody hear me tonight? And you're guilty before God and His enemy tonight. Hallelujah. Preach, that puts me mighty low. All of us tonight. We're all in the same boat
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But God loved us so much, and He's got so much value, and has thanked so much of us, and He sent His Son to die in our stead. Take our place. May sin fall, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. What do you think about that tonight?
Amen.
Oh, it's bad when you look at it from that viewpoint. But when you see what God has done for us, and availed us of, and put us up, and I feel in reach of us tonight. Oh, thank God tonight. Don't say I'm through with this. Don't push away. Am I hearing this? And the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, as it shows you yourself tonight. Come clean. Come to God. Don't run away tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lastly, try to go to our text in just a moment. Finish up if I can. I'm done with this. I'm through with this. Concerning the Savior. I'm done with this. I'm through with this concerning myself. And I'll wait till a more convenient time. And there may not be any other time.
Amen.
All you have is what God's given you now. And then I want to say, thirdly and lastly, I'm done with this and I'm through with this concerning the Scriptures. Matthew 6, also in Luke, I'm sorry, Matthew 7. It's Luke 6. He said, if you hear these sayings of mine and do them,
yeah.
I'll liken them man, a wise man which built his house on a rock, and rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
Amen.
But he said, if one that heareth these sayings and doeth them not, it's like unto a man which built his house on the sand, when the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, it fell, and great was the fall.
Amen.
Are you hearing me tonight? Some have said concerning the Scriptures, I'm done with this. I'm through with this. Oh, tonight.
But the Scriptures are able to make thee wise unto salvation.
Amen.
And the Scriptures cannot be broken. And heaven and earth may pass away, but His Word will not pass away.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody hearing me tonight?
Amen.
And Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
Peter said, thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Nobody else has those tonight.
Amen.
Anybody hearing me tonight?
Amen.
So don't tonight say, I'm through with all this. I'm done with all this. The Scriptures. The Scriptures is the only thing tonight.
Amen.
That can bring you to salvation. It's the only foundation you can build upon tonight. It is the solid rock tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All other ground is sinking sand.
Yes.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but holy, lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. How do you know it? Because this Bible says so tonight. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by me.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, sir.
I hope it ties together for you. It does. With me, and I hope I can tie together our text, 2 Peter chapter 3. The last day scoffers come, walking after their own lust, say where the promise is coming. Since our fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Peter said, of this they are willingly ignorant of the Word of God.
Amen.
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 That brought flood. It's the same word that's now reserving the earth unto that fire and perdition that's going to destroy the earth.
Amen.
Is anybody listening?
Amen.
But he said they're willingly ignorant. What they've done is they have said, I'm done with this. I'm through with this. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight?
Yes.
Oh my. It's not that they've never heard it and are ignorant of it in that sense, by having no knowledge of it, they heard it. He had hid these things in mind. They heard it, but they willingly are ignorant. They pushed it away. They did not want it.
Amen. No. Amen.
They're changing some of the Bible to a different version.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
God, they followed something else or someone else. I might be, oh my, they're ignorant of the Word of God. Amen. I might be in that kind of stuff. I thought the Word said the heavens. God, oh my. I were of old. Oh, you hear me? The earth stood out of the water, was in the water, and it was overflowed with a flood with judgment, with destruction in Noah's day. Right. And it's going to happen again. And the same Word is reserving the earth until that day when you'll be destroyed.
Amen.
By
fire. Amen.
So don't tonight say, I'm done with that.
Amen.
I'm through with that.
I'm through all this. I'm done with all this.
Amen.
I've heard it since I was big enough to start listening to it. It hasn't come yet. I'm done with it. I'm through with it. The Lord opened your eyes tonight.
Amen.
And realize it should be more evident to you.
Amen.
How close we are today.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my. Oh, we've always had unrest. We've always had things that were difficult and division somewhat and disagreement somewhat. And I'm telling you, we are in a world tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Well, listen to me tonight.
Amen.
That has lost our reason, has lost our understanding.
Amen.
Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Yes.
God help. Anybody hear me tonight? And God, well, many, their conscience is seared. Many do not know the difference in right and wrong.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, my. Anybody hear me tonight? Oh, my. Oh, my.
How do And you're ever going to prepare to meet God? How did you ever be saved? Did you ever get right with God? Have you ever been born again tonight? Oh, while the Savior is pleading, while the Scriptures are being placed before you tonight, while you see yourself in the light of the Word of God and in the light of eternity and justice, don't go up tonight your hands and say, I'm done with all this, and I'm through with all this, but by faith embrace it tonight and come to Christ as you are and let Him make a new creature out of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's all stand.
Amen.
Everybody's. You feel the burning of the need of prayer? If you've heard the voice of God, if you feel the wooing of the Spirit of God drawing you to Himself, oh, would you come tonight? Is it wherever your soul is, your heart right with God? If not, may would you come tonight? We welcome you around this way. Seek the Lord while it may be found. Call you upon Him. Careful that you say, I'm done with this.